Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today I want to discuss your inner circle. These are the people that you surround yourself with on a regular basis. And when we talk about your inner circle, we're talking about people that you have that would advise you, people like doctors and accountants and lawyers, people that you spend a lot of time with, friends especially, and that you choose, significant others. And, you know, when you really think about who those people are, right, we want people that have an expertise in an area that normally we don't, right? Somebody that adds something to the equation. You also want people that would inspire you, that you respect, right, that really can make a difference for you. And so what I found is that if you start to surround yourself with people that are less successful than you are, that has a way of, I don't know, it sort of stumps the motivation going forward, right? If you're the most successful people, if you're the most successful person in the group that you have, people aspire to be you. It's good to have other people to aspire to that you consider your friends or you consider your advisors. And so the key is you know, and I can't remember who said it, but you know, they said that you're a byproduct of you know, your five closest associates, right? So see yourself in that light. And so if you don't like the idea of being the byproduct of your five closest associates, maybe you should rethink some of those people. Maybe you should look to add somebody new to that equation, somebody that can stretch for you, that's a stretch for you, somebody that you would strive to be more like, and someone that really can add something significant to you in the form of expertise or in the form of motivation, but really and truly looking forward and saying, who can make a difference for me? Who do I like being with? Who do I like spending my time with? And how can I get myself in front of that person more often? And look to expand your group. You should always be looking for great people that can make a difference in your life, that can make a difference in your career. Having mentors, having other people to look up to is an incredibly important thing. So just take a moment and think about who those people are in your life. And think about and ask yourself if they're the right people. And if there's one or two of them that aren't the right people because they can't really help you, they can't add something to the equation, or they're not just incredible people with great energy that you want to be around, you know, maybe it makes sense to replace one or two of those people, to find that person that can really stretch you, that really motivates you, that you're excited to spend time with, that gets you going. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there you can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher where you can listen to the show, or they can listen to the show. And if you yourself haven't yet subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, I just want you to identify those people that you've surrounded yourself with and ask yourself, are those the right people for you to help get you where you want to go? Are these amazing people that really make a difference, that can have a positive impact on you? Are they just taking up space in your life that And if that's the case, maybe it's time to look for people that can add a dimension to your life.